This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome to the dark side on this nice Monday morning. That's the weather report. Not going to hold you up for 4 hours showing you the sky in Belleville and the sky in St. Louis and the sky in Alton. It's all the same. But anyway, hey, lines are always open. We are America's Voice of Freedom, definitely the Patriot. You can call toll-free 1-888-394-1430 on the east side, 394-1190. I want to break some breaking news this morning. You only hear it here first on KQQZ 1190 AM, Fisher's Restaurant. You guys all know Fisher's Restaurant. We've all eaten there. Great place for political fundraisers, banquets, birthday parties. One of the best, probably the nicest restaurant ever to be in Belleville, Illinois. They shut it down. They couldn't sell it. The family decided they wanted to go into another direction. So Fisher's, at this time, as I am speaking, is being bulldozed down. As we speak, they're at 2200 West Main in Belleville. Now, I don't know if you people want to go by and take a look at it, but it shouldn't be a sad note. It should be a happy note because Fisher's was around forever. And I just want to say hello and a great job to Annette Fisher, Kathy Fisher, and the godfather of the Fisher clan, Kenny Fisher. You know, a great, great restaurant. I think Kenny's father started it years back. And I don't know for what reason it lost clientele, because of good service, good food. But whatever, things happen. But at this point right now, Fisher's Restaurant is being bulldozed down as we speak. And it's really one of the biggest landmarks, in the Belleville area. I guarantee you, anybody from 80 to 30 has eaten at Fisher's at one time, went to a political rally, political fundraiser, but I'd been there many times. What a great family, the Fisher family. What a great business. But guess like ball players like Stan Musial and Babe Ruth, at some point it's time to retire, time to get out of the game. And I think that's what the Fisher clan did. But what great people, and again, what a great restaurant. And I know a lot of you people, even on the Missouri side, have been to Belleville, have eaten at Fisher's Restaurant. And it's a shame to see it go down, but it is going down as we speak. It's an historical thing. I hope the newspaper doesn't have front page top fold tomorrow about some kind of food somebody made up, like this Belleville News Slimocrat always does. I hope at least there's a tribute to Fisher's Restaurant, because it deserves a tribute. And again, the best of luck to Annette, Kathy. Kenny passed a few years back, and even Corey. Corey was their general manager. Don't want to leave her out, but it's a place that I've had many political functions, many political doings, and just a lot of dinners, and I'm sure everybody else has. But I want to break the news that Fisher's Restaurant, as I speak, is being torn down, and I don't know what they're going to do with the land. But the problem there is with Lindenwood, I think, going under. That's going to be a kind of desolate area, unless somebody wants to buy and pick up and do something with it. But I have to say, in Belleville, you'd be crazy to invest any money in Belleville. Look at the Hoff Brewhouse. It's going down for the count. Every month you see less and less people. They've got a big sign. You're going to have a Jack Flash's a convenience store and gas station this spring. That's this spring that's already passed. Now they're trying to lease 1 to 5 acres. And I have to ask you, Mark Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy, Eckert, the failed mayor of Belleville. Where's all these businesses? Where's all the hotels? They had 2 or 3 high-dollar hotels. And see, people, that's why they're pissed at me. That's why these bastards, all these politicians, are pissed at me, trying to get me off the air. And eventually they will, but I'll resurrect myself, I guarantee you. You can't keep a good man down, or me. But they talked about the 2 or 3. Remember back in the day? Nobody wants to remember that. The newspapers print it once and it's forgot about. That's why they don't like Bob Romanek, because I'll talk about it and I'll continue to talk about it. I'll continue to remind people. 2 or 3 high-dollar restaurants are going to have a soccer park. They're going to have this. They're going to have that by the Hoff Brewhouse. And you saw Maximus Vaginus, the big pussy, Mark Eckert, the failed mayor of Belleville, sit there at the press. Oh, yeah, we're going to have all this. We can't divulge what the hotel is. I say any person that was with any, I say any person with any intelligence would have got the financial records, would have found out and had a commitment on the hotels that were coming in, whatever was coming in, a financial commitment, before I would allow that Hoff Brewhouse to be awarded $30 million in tax incentives. $30 million, people, in tax incentives. And you know there's a mayor's election coming up shortly. I just hope all you good people will remember him. But anyway, Fisher's is being torn down if anybody wants to drive by. But if you drive by, it's not a funeral. It's just a moving on for the Fisher clan. But I actually like to see how that building's torn down, how they're going to knock it down. I know the old St. Elizabeth's Hospital, whoever knocked that crap down did a hell of a job. It's all down. They're trying to level out the ground now. But here, an iconic restaurant gone in Belleville. A big, big, big St. Elizabeth's Hospital gone in Belleville. A lot of businesses gone in Belleville. What the hell does that tell you? And we're going to have a lot of nail shops, a lot of hair braiding shops, a lot of Chinese places, a few more loan sharking operations. What the hell's Belleville coming to? You good people know that. That's why everybody with any sense, and they can say, Bob Romanek, you shouldn't say that. You're going to hurt. I'm not hurting the people of Belleville. I'm helping the people of Belleville. I'm letting them know what the hell's going on, if they don't know what's going on. But I think they must know by now the situation in Belleville. So again, Fisher's Restaurant, a great, great restaurant, is gone, and I don't think we'll ever have another nice concert venue, a nice banquet venue, a nicer venue than Fisher's Restaurant. So again, I'd say rest in peace, but I don't want to make it negative. I want to make it positive. So I won't say rest in peace. I'll say good luck to the Fisher clan. Whatever and whenever you do it, we wish you the best. We've got some. Let's go ahead and take a caller before. Go ahead, Rich. You're on the dark side.
Thank you, Bob. I want to talk a little bit about, you know, these background checks seem to be a big issue here. I know a guy that was found guilty of both felony and misdemeanor assault for attacking a couple outside the arena after a Blues game.
Okay. We'll see you later. What an ass wipe. Hey, and Rich, don't ever, this is a Rich from Arizona, the goofy son of a bitch that wants to be a radio star. You know, hey, call a real radio person. Rich, don't call me crapping with me because I think you're a piece of crap. Don't ever call back, you dumbass. I know where you were going with a friend of mine, but you ain't going there. You got a problem with him. You call him, you idiot. Just really, really pisses me off. St. Louis, and I'm so tired of this crap. And all you people, I'm going to let you know one thing. I'm going to speak the truth until I can't speak it any longer. Now, the FCC and all the niggers, they've all piled up on me. You've got Lacey Clay, Dick Durbin, Claire McCaskill, they've all sent letters. They all want me off the air, and you can't fight. You can't fight City Hall. Well, you can fight them, but you can't win. So I'm going to be here until I'm not here, but don't ever think that I'm going to go away, because there's always other resources, there's always other things to do, and I promise you. Somebody said, well, Bob, just slow it down. Don't expose the niggers. Don't talk about the politicians. I said, I'd rather not be on the air. Why go on the air and just, hey, I'll announce another song, or, oh, what a great job Mark Eckert's doing, what a great job Mark Kern's doing, what a great job, I'd rather lie to you, Lyda Crewson's doing. No, I can't do that crap. I'd rather not be on there. I'm going to speak my mind, I'm going to speak my piece, and I'm going to speak it till I can't speak it anymore. And if nobody likes it, they can kiss my white, hairy, wrinkled, red, white, and blue, patriotic, old, smelly ass, because, see, I don't care. Now, the government can come after you. The government can do certain things to you. The problem is with the government, they use our money to fight us, and we have to use our money to fight them fighting us with our money. And people won't say that crap. I'll say it. And I don't really give a damn. It's going to shut me up. Well, Bob, do this and do that, and, you know, maybe we can get this work. No, we can't get anything worked out. You think I'm going to sit here and be somebody's pansy? You can all kiss my ass. And if you don't like it, turn it off now, turn it off tomorrow, turn it off yesterday. I don't give a damn. But having said that, before we get to St. Louis, I was listening to a song yesterday, and I thought, what a great song. And I'm going to play this, and I want you people to think about it. I want you all to think about it. I want you to think about having some guts. I want you to think about standing up as proud men and women. I want you to stand up, not to overtake the country, our government, but let our government know that we're a major part in the running of our government. We are the bosses. We are the bosses of all these politicians. And we can do and say what we want. You notice the gambling. They didn't ask anybody. They didn't have big town hall meetings over here in Illinois when they approved gambling. They didn't have big town hall meetings, the politicians, when they approved marijuana and recreational marijuana. We put them in office, and then they do what the hell they want. Most of the time, they vote party lines. And I'm so tired of that crap. They can all kiss my ass. And see, I'm not a radio guy. I'm just a crazy, ignorant son of a bitch on the radio until I'm not anymore. But I tell you what, I'm having a good time speaking my damn piece. And I think all you people wish you had the same opportunity, because there's a lot of good people out there that if they had the opportunity I have, they'd be a lot worse than me. But anyway, I heard this song by Peter, Paul, and Mary called Blowing in the Wind. Now, I'm going to play this. I'm not a disc jockey. I'm not playing records all day. But listen to this. Listen to the situation. Listen to what they're saying in this song. And I tell you what, it hits home with me, and I think it'll hit home with you. And hopefully, maybe this is a start for all of us coming together and saying that we're really, really not going to take it anymore.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many tears must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand?
Sir, it's
fine.
Yes, yes, people. The answer is blowing in the wind. That's Peter, Paul, and Mary. You know, that gives me goosebumps because let me tell you one thing. How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? You good people, stand your asses up and walk down that road and be called a man. This crap is killing our country. All this political crap, Democrats, Republicans, is killing our country. You heard Peter, Paul, and Mary. How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? You're a man when you stand tall. The answer, people, is blowing in the wind. Think about that. Get that, Peter, Paul, and Mary. Sit in your chair, listen to it, and if it doesn't give you goosebumps, if it doesn't get you thinking, something's not right. But this country's going to hell in a handbasket unless we the people, you know the Constitution, we the people, unless we the people stand up against all this corruption. And I know the politicians hate me for saying it, but they can all kiss my ass. They can all kiss my ass today and tomorrow until they drag me out of this seat. They can kiss my ass because I've walked tall as a man. I've done things that a man does. And all you good people, men and women, have done things that you should be proud of. But to sit back and let these politicians not take over us, destroy us, that's your fault. That's your fault. And if you're pissed off because I say it, you're just going to have to be pissed off. Because I'm pissed off. I got up this morning pissed off. I said, when's enough enough? Our politicians aren't out there to help us. Tax after tax after tax after tax. And that's helping us. Going to be more taxes in January. I'm surprised you people didn't go crazy when we got 100% gas tax raise. I didn't hear anybody. I heard them bitching at the restaurants and coffee shops, but no, bull crap. That's just the start. $54 billion going to be new construction in Illinois. Are you people, are you nuts? Who do you think's paying that $54 billion? It's not the federal government. It's not the state government. The federal government doesn't have a penny. The state government doesn't have a penny. Every dollar that comes through our great country comes through from us to them. From us to them. Did you hear me? That's all our money. There's no federal tax grant. There's no state tax grant. That money is ours, 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 and I'm tired. I get up and I'm tired and I'm pissed. And I hope you people understand. You don't have to like me. I don't give a damn if you hate me. But understand what I say. You don't have to research what I say. Hell, you know what I'm saying is true. But we all sit back. We all sit back. But remember that song. The answer was blowing in the wind. And it is blowing in the wind. We need to grasp it out of the air and do something with it. It just pisses me off. We've got some more callers. Go ahead, Dave. You're on the dark side.
Hey, good morning, you nasty bastard.
Okay, calm down. Okay, that wasn't Dave. You know, people got to be ignorant. People have to be ignorant. Go home and have your mama, the guy that just called, have your mommy send my shoes back that were underneath her bed last night, you idiot. You know, people... I don't understand people. I sure wouldn't call a station and start cussing just to be cussing. But I guess, you know, some people do. But anyway, you people understand. Hopefully you understand where I'm coming from. Hopefully you understand where I'm coming from. That if we don't understand by now, we're never going to understand. You watch all the news outlets, you watch everything. Trump's fighting the Democrats, the Democrats are fighting Trump. We can't get anything done in this country because of the damn politicians. We put them in office to do something, to service the country, to service the community, to service their areas that they get elected in. They're not servicing anything but screwing us. Taking our money, they're making a fortune. State reps, state senators in Illinois, $80,000 to $100,000 a year part time. They have they have retirement that we pay for. They have insurance that we pay for. It's unbelievable, but we keep letting them do it. They get their raise. They got a raise this year. They snuck it in. They're taking more money from us day in and day out for all the taxes. And then they give themselves a $1,600-$1,800 a raise, 3% raise a year. They get per diem. They get $100 a day when they're in Springfield to eat at McDonald's to put $70, $80 in their pocket. people, you better understand whether I'm on the air tomorrow or not, whether I'm on the air at 6 months from now or not, you better understand that you're like a bunch of prostitutes. You're all getting screwed. And if you don't like it, and if you're pissed because I said it, just be pissed. I'd rather make a difference, as I always say. I don't give a damn about making a friend. I really don't. It's nice to have friends. I've got a few close friends. Maybe I'll make some more before I die. Of course, I'm old enough that I probably won't. But I want to make a difference. I don't care if I make a difference on the air, out in the street, how I donate. You know, I had a guy call me yesterday, and I don't like to blow my own horn, but he thanked me for spending $30,000 to keep open the state parks. I kept Ramsey Park open, Carlisle, and Horseshoe Lake. So the poor people, I found out the poor people were fishing out of there to eat, to feed their families. I called the state and I paid for the electricity bill for 3 or 4 months until they got their budget. And I'm not saying that to get patted on the back. I'm just saying that I did that because I felt that was the right thing to do. And you good people out there better understand. We all better start doing the right thing, because the wrong thing has been done time after time after time. And it's not going to continue. It's not going to continue to be this way, because it can't much longer. They can't take, they're taking 60-70% of our money in taxes, and they say fees now, F-E-E-S. It's a bigger fee. We're raising the fees for a driver's license sticker. We're raising the fees. No, that's just another tax, because if you don't buy the sticker, which is the tax, you can't drive your car, because if you drive your car, you're going to get a ticket and pay another $200-$300. You people understand the game. Let's take one more call before break. Go ahead, Scott. You're on the dark side.
Hey, how about this for saving some money and saving some money on taxes? Is to an eye for an eye. If you murder somebody, well, you get stood up in the town square, and city government passes around a gun. Anybody want to take a pot shot? And until the no good son of a bitch is dead, and then broadcast that on the news, and see what that does to crime rate, see what that does to our population in our prisons, jails, see what that does for saving some money.
You know, Scott, I'm an ex-police officer. That's the thing that I kind of condone. But we're a civilized society. We're going to have to always have jail cells. It's going to cost us billions of dollars a year. Of course, the prison industry is a billion-dollar plus, $2-5 billion, however many billion dollars a year. But I say to that, let's make the crime, the punishment commensurate to the crime. You know, if you kill somebody, I believe in the death penalty. And for these rotten bastard politicians to say, we're not going to have the death penalty when somebody just killed somebody else's family member, how disrespectful is that? I would never say, as a politician, we're not going to have the death penalty, and here's a mother crying because her 16-year-old kid just got shot and killed playing basketball on the basketball court, and I'm going to sit there and say that no good rotten son of a bitch that killed your son for no reason, robbed and killed your son, I'm not going to put him to death. I don't have the right to say that. There's not one politician, and they can all hate, and they all hate me. And when I ran for state senator, I ran as a Republican, but I told the Republicans, you don't have to vote for me. And the guy said, how the hell are you going to win a primary? How are you going to win a primary whenever you you tell the Democrats and the Republicans they don't have to vote for you? I said, I don't give a damn about winning. It's about the fight. You can get in a 10-round fight and lose at the end of the fight. But if you give that guy in the ring all you were worth, if you beat up on him and he still won the fight, you're not a loser. You're not a loser at all. You're a winner. You're a winner because you fought the fight. That's the problem. No, but I can't win, so I'm not going to run. I told her, I don't give a damn. I'm going to run. I cost Madigan $900,000 when I ran for state rep. He had TV ads out against me, 4 or 5 political hit pieces out every day for the last month, and that just made my day. I let them some bitches know who I was. Now, I lost the election, but I won in the end. They knew Bob Romanek was there. They knew Bob Romanek was there to fight them. And you good people out there, you're the same way. You're better than I am. You can get out there and fight these son of a bitches today and every day. Nothing violent. When I say fight, I mean politically fight. But we all sit back thinking somebody's going to make it better. But these politicians, election after election after election, they promise you, and they give you nothing. You know that. Hell, they've been getting the crime down in St. Louis for the last five mayor's election. It gets worse every year. We're going to talk about that after the break. So politicians in Illinois, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. They're not going to do a damn thing. Mike Bost, he's not going to do a damn thing but what the Republican leadership tells him to do and tells him to vote. These guys go to Washington, they go to Jeff City, they go to Springfield, Illinois, and they vote party lines, because if they don't vote party lines, the party will destroy them in the next election. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. Welcome back to the dark side. A few people out there think Bob Romanek's going to take it. You're all nuttier than I am. I'm not going to take it. I'm going to fight the fight. Nothing violent. I'm going to fight the fight politically. I'm going to fight the fight every way I can. I'm going to keep fighting these bastards in the political arena by exposing them, whether on the radio, we're talking about starting a newspaper. There's a lot of things happening in this great country of ours. I think people are finally understanding that it's time that we take our country back. You know, we can call our senators, we can call our congressmen. We don't have to cuss them out, don't have to threaten them. Just let them know how we feel. Let them know if they don't listen to us, their bosses, that we're not going to be their bosses much longer, because we'll vote them out of office. That's the biggest stick we have, people. You can let these politicians come up to your house and, well, vote for this guy. They're saying vote for this guy or that guy because they've got a job. Their family's got a job. Their friends have jobs. You need to ask them, what are they going to do for the vast majority of people? They can't tell you, oh, we're going to do this, going to do that. That's the same old political playbook. They promise you that same crap year in and year out, and what you get is nothing. Hey, I have to get a side note. Yesterday, I'm at a bakery over in St. Louis, and I had this beautiful, beautiful 83-year-old little white lady come up to me and says, are you Bob Romanek? And I says, yes, I am. She said, well, I looked on the internet and your hair was a lot longer. I said, well, I get my hair cut twice a year. I get a cut, then I grow it out till I can't put my hat on. Then I get a cut, then I grow it out till I can't put my hat on again. Anyway, she said, I live in south side of St. Louis, South County. And she said, I couldn't hardly hear you on the little radio I had. So I went to Target and bought a nice radio. And I listen to you every day. And I believe in you. And I thank you for what you do. Now, here's this 83-year-old lady, beautiful lady, just going into the bakery. Made it a point. Had her husband stop. She saw my car, my radio, patriotic car. But I just thought, what the hell? She goes all the way. That made my career, seriously. You know, if I've changed one person's perspective on politics, and I guarantee I've changed her perspective on politics, she knows that I'm right. Smart lady. So, honey, I don't want to give your name out over the air, but thank you very much. I sincerely appreciate you supporting not me, but supporting the cause to make America and keep America great. One thing I want to go off on a side note. You guys see all these signs for the county, adopt a highway where you adopt a mile of stretch, and, you know, whether it's a fraternal group or a Boy Scout group or a church group, and you see the signs, it'll say St. Clair County, adopt a highway. Then it's got the name of the group that's adopting the highway. I drove by, I was going down Frank Scott Parkway, going eastbound, like going out to Menards, for you people on the Illinois side. People on Missouri won't understand. But right at Old Collinsville Road, when you're going eastbound, going out towards Greenmount Road, you see a sign, adopt a highway, sponsored by blacks. Now listen, and nothing wrong with it. It's just a point I want to prove. Blacks in government. The county put that sign up. Now, whoever the blacks in government are, they're cleaning, they've pledged to clean that road four times a year from that spot to Hartman Lane. That's about a mile, going eastbound on Frank Scott Parkway. Blacks in government is sponsoring that. And I thought, well, you know what? That's pretty good of the county to let the blacks have a sign, blacks in government, and they're cleaning, they're responsible for cleaning that 1 mile of road from Old Collinsville Road on Frank Scott Parkway. You can see it right there at the bank, going eastbound. And then it stops, their mile stops on Hartman Lane. Now, if you look at the bank on the right side of Hartman Lane, you'll see another sign that I just had put up that said, adopt a highway, whites in politics, I'm sorry. I didn't want to copy off the blacks in government. So if you drive down Frank Scott Parkway, when you get right past Old Collinsville Road, you'll see the sign, blacks in government are sponsoring that mile. Go one more mile down, going towards Greenmount Road, towards all the shops out there. And right past Hartman Lane, there's a bank. You look on the right-hand side of the road, sponsored by whites in politics. I thought to myself, now I know the county's going to give me crap, and I told them, hey, I hope I don't get any crap, and I won't mention her name, but the nicest lady, she says, let me give it to the engineer. I said, well, ma'am, I want to have whites in politics. We're going to sponsor that mile. We'll keep it good and clean. And then coming back, when you come off Greenmount Road, coming westbound, you'll see another sign, whites in politics, sponsoring that mile of the road to keep it clean. They just put the signs up last week, so I never noticed the blacks in government until about a month ago. But what I have to say to all that, you know, I fight St. Clair County. I feel good, and I want to thank St. Clair County Engineering Department. I feel good because as a white person, I received equal. Now, listen to me, people. I received equal, not better. I received equal treatment regarding putting that sign up and having whites in politics, because the blacks had blacks in government. So I feel good. I feel good for the blacks in government. They can keep that 1 mile clean. And I feel good for us whites in politics. And we'll keep the mile clean between Hartman Lane and Greenmount Road. That was a big thing. It wasn't fighting the blacks. It wasn't fighting anybody. I just wanted equal treatment for the white community. And I think we got it. And I want to thank the engineering department at St. Clair County, because they are the ones that handled it. And I don't know if they handled it because they thought that was the proper thing to do, or they handled it because they thought I'd go nuts on them, which I probably would have. But the lady was the greatest lady, the engineer, was very, very professional, and I want to thank them again. As a white man, I received for a change member name, our national group, the National Association for Majority Equality. We will not ask for anything. We will not ask for any more than equal treatment in this great country. And the white people, we got equal treatment because the sign's up for whites in politics. So I think we were treated fair on that end. And when you guys drive down up and down Frank Scott Parkway between Greenmount Road and Old Collinsville Road, you'll see the blacks in government sign having 1 mile. And whites in politics. I just had that put up because I couldn't sleep at night after I saw that. And it wasn't racial. I just wanted everybody to be equal. Just wanted everybody to be equal. Let's go and take a caller before break. Go ahead, Joseph. You're on the dark side.
We have the king, but you're the boss. And I believe in you. I really do. I think I like what you're saying. You make a lot of sense. And just like the president, when people just get off your ass and let you do your thing.
Well, you know, Joe, hey, I appreciate that, but see, and I sincerely do, and thank you, but I'm not the boss. I'm just the messenger. I'm just the messenger. And, Joseph, you know what the problem is? We don't have many men. Our women will step up to be the messengers. They're all afraid. They're all afraid something's going to happen to them. And most of the time, like with me, something will happen. You can't buck the government too long without them taking every resource they have in trying to destroy you. Don't you agree?
I agree. You're a tough man. So is our president. Like I said, I believe in you. I really do.
Well, Joseph,
you hang in there, buddy.
Well,
I'm praying for you, too.
You know what? Where you live at, Joseph?
Alton.
Okay. Hey, I go through there all the time going to Grafton. But, Joseph, thank you and all.
Met you one time.
Oh, okay.
I met you at the corner of Henry and Broadway. You were in your car, your patriotic car, and I came up to you, and I said, "Are you Bob Romanek?" And you said yes, and I said, "Well, welcome to Alton."
You know what? I kind of remember that, Joseph. Well, listen, I'm not a real religious guy. If you want to pray for me, thank you very much. But I think you ought to take that prayer and pray for our great country, because we're losing step every day. On the national scene, people are embarrassing us, our politicians. People throughout the world who once thought that we were strong and powerful are starting to be sent another message, don't you think?
I agree.
Joseph,
you hang in there.
Thank you very much, Joseph. Thanks for the compliment. But yeah, no, don't want to be the boss. Never wanted to be the boss. I just want to be a member of the team. You know, when you're in the service, some people are over there fighting on the front lines. Other people are building the tanks so they can fight on the front lines. Other people are cooking so they can eat before they go back to the front lines. So everybody takes a part in a war, and everybody takes a part in fighting the bad in this country, and all I am is a messenger. I'm thankful to be on the air for the meantime, at least, to be the messenger, but I think we all have to come together. I know, you know, I don't like to speak national politics most of the time, but with the county and the state elections coming up, there's going to be everybody putting their petitions out in the next month or so, and then we're definitely going to go strong on local politics. We're going to take a quick break. After we come back, we're going to talk about the killings over in St. Louis and front page top fold in the St. Louis Post disgrace. Taken too soon, 12 children shot, different instances, one arrest has been made. We'll talk about that right after the break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting, America's bi-state voice of freedom.
Thank you.
Malcolm, welcome back to the dark side. I see in the St. Louis Post-Disgrace that Lyda Crewson, she spoke in favor of a federal bill sponsored by William Lacey Clay of University City that allows local governments like St. Louis to pass gun laws without approval from the state legislature. These no good son bitch, these corrupt bastards, they're going to tell us if we can have a gun, if we can have a kitchen knife, if we can have this and that. Do your job, all you politicians. And then I see in the paper, they've got these beautiful children, innocent children. They're not dope pushers out in St. Louis selling dope and getting killed, and there's a lot of that going on. Seven-year-old kid, people, you know what's going on. Seven-year-old kid, there's a two-year-old kid, there's a nine-year-old kid, there's all these children dying. For whatever reason, one was 4, 10, 7, 15, 16, 11, 3, 2, 16, 16 are dying, and they say, taken too soon? Dozen children fatally shot and one arrest. Now, I'm not sharing the police department because they're understaffed. I know. I shart the politicians. But they want to cry about what's going on in the community. They want to play politics. Quit playing politics and start saving your community. And I'm talking about the niggers, the crackers, the hunkies. I'm even talking about the proud whites and proud blacks. They cry, cry, cry. They make a big deal if a white police officer hits somebody, but I'll be damned. There's all these killings. Two-year-old kid killed, gunned down in North St. Louis, and I'm the bad guy for saying, nigger, are you crazy? You niggers ought to quit complaining about me and start complaining about these killers out on the street in North St. Louis. I know nobody wants to hear it, but I'm going to tell you. It's your fault. It's your fault. You have to clean up your own house. You have to clean up your own community. Now, the white community will come along and help, but I'll be damned. We're not going to come in your house and clean your house while, clean your house while you're watching soap operas and eating snoots and drinking Muscatel. We're not going to do it. But that's what you want. You don't want the white man for nothing but what he can give you. And that's not a racist statement, that's a real statement. You just want what we can give you. You hate us, you don't like us, and that's okay. We don't have to like each other. All we have to do is respect each other. But to see that in the paper, that hurts me. I lost a child. I know what it's like. To see these young children, they can't protect themselves. They need their parents. They need all of us out there, not just in North St. Louis, in South St. Louis, and all throughout this country. Children should never die, children, especially at the hands of a gun. And you people know that, but you have marches. They're having Moms Against Guns in downtown St. Louis. There were about 150 people. They had a rally. How many rallies can you have? Hayden had a rally last week. He had one last year also, and he got called out of it because there was a kid got killed in North St. Louis. These messages aren't doing any good, people. It's got to be action. You tell your children, stay out of the candy jar, you're getting spanked, and they keep going in the candy jar and they don't get spanked, you're not going to have any candy. And we tell these bums, quit killing people or you're going to jail, and they never go to jail. They're going to continue to kill. We'll talk about that more tomorrow. We're running out of time. It just pisses me off. But here's what they say around St. Louis in big letters, we don't snitch on people. We keep it in the streets. That's the niggers in North St. Louis. We don't snitch on people. We keep it in the streets. I'd be damned. Two-year-old kid get killed. I'd be snitching on a son of a bitch that did it. I'd be dragging him by the hair down to the police department. And I know you good people, both black and white, to do the same thing. As always, people, time to go. So let's continue to unite. As always, you heard me today. You hear me every day. Let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard, political, parasitical, perverted, no good for nothing, living underneath a rock, sleazy, greasy bastard politicians. And at the end of the day, as always, elections coming up every 2 and 4 years. Let's destroy them at the polls. Let's destroy them at the polls. Never, never any violence. Let's destroy them, though. Let's destroy, destroy, destroy. Politically, of course. Right here on the dark side.
All the way from Bootlip, I mean the Boot Hill of the Ozarks, Bob Romantic, the grim rapper of radio, with his brand new single, Nigga Nation. The grim rapper of radio will be performing at Snoots and More in St. Louis this weekend.
Word! This is not about the Emancipation Proclamation, but instead the low-life nigger nation. All the greasy, sleazy, violent niggers need immediate incarceration to save our great nation from extermination and annihilation through the perpetration by the nigger nation. All the nigger think about is demonstration and devastation. They got to say nigger this and nigger that, and all the good people think this is no more than defecation, especially when the nigger nation cries and screams reparation, a nigger phrase that means they want something for free, or if not, there will be a nigger congregation who in desperation will have criminal determination and expectation to destroy our great nation in violation of all of our laws. The nigger nation needs to quit selling all those illegal deadly street medication and stop their impersonations of a porch monkey. This greasy nigger nation must finally get proper socialization and integration into a decent civilization instead of all of their thug intimidation. Why the nigger nation has an infatuation with violence and criminal association, no one knows. But if the nigger nation will act like they belong in our decent civilization, they will then get an invitation to be a respectful citizen instead of participation in all the violent confrontation. The nigger nation then needs to quit all that nasty fornication, popping out all those daddyless babies. Maybe the nigger nation ought to instead think about masturbation and copulation to the decent generation of both proud white and proud black population. The nigger nation will have a graduation from violence and then have a celebration, no longer being a low-life nigger of the nigger nation. If all this is done with proper determination, the nigger nation will then get vindication and a proclamation of dedication to quit being a nigger who wishes devastation on our great nation. But if there's any deviation from this dissertation, there will be ramification and then justification, not to give you a standing ovation or a paid vacation, but the ultimate criminal destination, a lifetime of incarceration. Now it's time for the breakdown. Nigga, and I don't mean Negro, nigga. I don't mean black man, I mean nigga. Drop the mic, bitch.
This is Bob Romantic, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you've been listening to the all-new KQQZ, 1190 AM, Insane Broadcasting, America's Bi-State Voice of Freedom, Radical Radio, and we are, as always, proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
They're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time. And I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha.
The Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All-American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ, St. Louis.